Book 2, Canto 5, page 153. All by their influence is enacted there, nor there alone is their empire or their rule. Wherever our soulless minds and guideless lives, and in a small body, self is all that counts. Wherever love and light and largeness lack, these crooked fashioners take up their task. To all half-conscious worlds they extend their reign. Here too these godlings drive our human hearts. Our nature's twilight is their lurking place. Here too the darkened primitive heart obeys the veiled suggestions of a hidden mind that dogs our knowledge with misleading light and stands between us and the truth that saves. It speaks to us with the voices of the night, our darkened lives to greater darkness move. Our seekings listen to calamitous hopes. A structure of unseeing thoughts is built, and reason used by an irrational force. This earth alone is not our teacher and nurse. The powers of all the worlds have entrance here. In their own fields they follow the wheel of law and cherish the safety of a settled type. On earth, out of their changeless orbit throne, their law is kept, lost their fixed form of things. Into a creative chaos they are cast, where all asks order but is driven by chance. Strangers to earth nature, they must learn earth's ways. Aliens or opposites, they must unite. They work and battle and with pain agree. These join, those part, all parts and joins anew, till all have found their divine harmony. Our life's uncertain way winds circling on. Our mind's unquiet search asks always light, till they have learnt their secret in their source, in the light of the timeless and its spaceless home, in the joy of the eternal soul and one. But now the light supreme is far away. Our conscious life obeys the inconscient laws. To ignorant purposes and blind desires, our hearts are moved by an ambiguous force. Even our mind's conquests wear a battered crown. A slowly changing order binds our will. This is our doom until our souls are free. A mighty hand then rolls mind's firmaments back. Infinity takes up the finite's axe, and nature steps into the eternal light. Then only ends this dream of nether life. At the outset of this enigmatic world, which seems at once an enormous brute machine and a slow unmasking of the spirit in things, in this revolving chamber without walls, in which God sits impassive everywhere, as if unknown to himself and by us unseen, in a miracle of inconscient secrecy, yet is all here his action and his will. In this whirl and sprawl through infinite vacancy, the spirit became matter and lay in the whirl, a body sleeping without sense or soul, a mass phenomenon of visible shapes, supported by the silence of the void. appeared in the eternal consciousness and seemed an outward and insensible world. There was none there to see and none to feel, only the miraculous and conscient. A subtle wizard skilled was at its task, inventing ways for magical results, managing creation's marvelous device, marking mechanically dumb wisdom's points, using the unthought inevitable idea. It did the work of God's intelligence, or wrought the will of some supreme unknown.